It wasn't just long-lost elderly relatives giving unwanted gift this Christmas. Yes, you, dear Mr. Daily Mail reporter. It just says by Daily Mail reporter. It doesn't even give his name. You didn't get into a se you didn't finish a sentence in your article, Mr. Daily Mail reporter, before you made a mistake, because you're an illiterate wanker. Aha! Ha ha! Hello, I'm Kevin Steinhardt, and I'm reading an article from my absolute favourite national newspaper, the Daily Mail. Flawed government scheme leaves homes swamped with 180 million, supposedly, unwanted energy-saving light bulbs. The pun, not a very bright idea. Aha! Aha! The pun, it hurts. Aha! Aha! German-owned energy company npower at it too. Not just long-lost elderly relatives giving unwanted gifts for Christmas, cramming the already under-pressure postal service with 12 million low-energy light bulbs that households neither asked for nor required. That's not true. I require light bulbs, for, light purposes, for seeing, for reading, for cooking dinner, for pretty, yeah, their light bulbs are pretty good. Anywho, there are 220 comments. Oh, sorry about that. I've got awful phlegm today. 220 comments on the Daily Mail website. I haven't read any of them. I've gone straight to worst rated because they're always the from humans. Nick M in Edinburgh says, "I have no problem with these light bulbs. What is wrong with trying to help save the environment?" Rated minus 242 points. Rebecca MK Bucks, Milton Keynes, is that really in Buckinghamshire? No, I didn't know that. Rated negative 52 points. Why hate them? They may take a moment to reach full brightness, but then they are no different to a normal bulb, and they save energy and money. Okay, so that's also true. Law-abiding citizen from the UK, not EU. Today? Is today the 2nd? Today is the 2nd. At 8:44 this morning. Good on you. Rated negative 25. We have been using these energy-saving light bulbs for years, and they suit us just fine. Don't know why people say they don't produce as much light, because mine do, and I can't remember the last time I had to change one, them for another one. They last absolutely ages, saves money as well. That is true. However, I was with my mother today. We were, where did I put that packaging? I had a packet of a light bulb. I'm spatially all over the place, sorry. Where the snag is it? I had a fucking light bulb packet, you bastarding cocksuckers. It's immigrants. Immigrants have taken my. Oh, there it is. Oh, fucking penis! Right, here we go. I forced my mum to go into well, she was already going into town, so I changed the light bulb. She bought me a desk lamp for Christmas. I'm not exactly going to bore you, but she bought me a desk lamp for Christmas. It had a non-energy saving 40 watt light bulb in it. I was like, "You're dead to me." I went and we didn't even exchange it. We just bought a Philips 7 watt energy light bulb. It's 286 lumen, which is a unit of luminosity. Unlike the fucking blonde bimbo who works at John Lewis that I had to talk to, who seems to think that the more watts you put into something, the brighter it is. No, you fucking idiot. 7 watt energy puts in to produce the equivalent of 35 watts of light. It's 286 lumen. We then looked at a normal bulb, and I think it was around 650, 700 lumens. So no, they aren't as bright, but it is a reading lamp for, late evenings, so that I don't have a big halogen lamp that's gonna, keep me awake whilst I'm reading. I want a soft light so that I can go to bed. So, saves money, saves your eyes, and saves the environment. But of course, you don't care about them, because you're gonna get killed by immigrants in 5 years anyway, so don't worry about the future.